Hey, blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're pressing on into Psalm 26. Psalm 26 has 12 verses. We may get through all of them today. You never can tell. Often I think we will, and then we wind up spending the whole time on two verses. But this is a Psalm of David. It tells us that in the title. We've seen this many times because a couple of exceptions so far. But listen what David does. First verse, he says this, "Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering." That's the first verse. So that word vindicate means the idea of judge me. In other words, in these first couple of verses here, we're going to see that he's saying, God, you examine me. You judge me because I have walked in my integrity. We're going to see that phrase a couple of times. I've trusted in the Lord. We're going to see that. We have seen that. He says, I'm trusting in the Lord without wavering, without wavering. Now, we might be able to go back in some times in David's life and say, well, it doesn't look like he trusted the Lord here. It doesn't look like he trusted the Lord there. Have we all not failed? Have we all not chosen our own way and sinned and gone against what God wants us to do? But now he's saying, Lord, you judge me. I've walked in my integrity. And we've talked to that previously in these Psalms about that integrity thing. That comes from the empowerment of the Lord, okay? But then he continues on, verse 2. He says, examine me, O Lord, and try me. Test my mind and my heart. And that mind is that little humorous thing to our culture. Literally means test my kidneys and my heart. But when we say test my mind, we go, oh, I see what you mean. Test my inward man. Test me. Lord, examine me. And so, God, I want you to examine me. I want you to try me. I want you to test me and say that what I'm saying is true, that I've walked in my integrity before you, that I've trusted you without wavering. So, God, I want to trust you to judge me rightly. Verse 3, he says, for your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. That word loving kindness is what we've seen many times and we'll see even more times. Hesed, the Hebrew word, the loyalty, the loving loyalty and goodness and kindness of God. He says, that is before me. In other words, I keep that before me. I keep your loving kindness before my eyes. That's what I seek to walk in. I walk in your truth. In your faithfulness is what that word literally means, your truth, your firmness, your faithfulness. So God, I keep you before me. Verse 4, I do not sit with deceitful men, nor do I go with pretenders. And so we have echoes here again, which we've had already of the first Psalm. You know? He says, I don't go and hang out with worthless men or deceitful men, men of falsehood, men of lies, nor will I go with pretenders. A pretender is a hypocrite. Okay, that's what that word literally means. A dissembler, a word that we don't use too often. What does a dissembler do? Well, an assembler, assembles, puts together, dissemblers, tears apart. And he says, I don't walk with them. I don't go with them. Verse 5, I hate the assembly of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. Now, that doesn't mean that he hates the place where a evildoer may be, where a wicked person may be. No. He's talking about the assembly, where they assemble together to do evil, where they assemble together and sit to do wicked and plan wickedness and live the life of wickedness. No, he says, I hate that. And verse 6, he says, I shall wash my hands in innocence, and I will go about your altar, O Lord. So he's telling God, examine me. Here's where I am with God. I hate this kind of stuff. I'm going to wash my hands in innocence. I know I'm innocent. And I want you to examine and reveal that this is true. I'm going to come about your altar, O Lord. Verse 7, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and declare all your wonders. So this is where David's going with this. He wants to worship the Lord and he wants to come in before him with a voice of thanksgiving. He's saying, God, examine me. You know, check my heart, check my mind. I want to be able to proclaim with a voice of thanksgiving and declare all your wonders. Well, what wonders? What are the wonders of God? It's literally the word miracles. Okay, the marvelous things, the extraordinary things, the surpassing things. And my mind in this time going through the Psalms, what I'm really being struck by, as I've mentioned many times previously, is the insight that the psalmists are giving into God's creation, into his cosmology, into the nature of things. So he says, I want to proclaim with a voice of thanksgiving all of your wonders and declare these things. And folks, we need to be doing likewise, because the declaration of the wonders of God will bring many to righteousness when they see, particularly coming out of my background, when they see what truth and reality is in comparison to what we've been told, people are going to want to answer, and we have the answer. Verse 8, David says, O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. He's talking about his presence. I love being in your presence, not just limited to the Davidic tabernacle, the Mosaic tabernacle. No, but where God's presence is and where his glory is. He says, I love that, Lord. I want to be there. Verse 9, do not take my soul away along with sinners, nor my life with men of bloodshed, in whose hands is a wicked scheme, and whose right hand is full of bribes. So he's saying, God, don't take me right now. Don't allow them to kill me. Don't allow the sinners, these men of bloodshed, the wicked, the ones that have schemed against me all these years, the ones whose right hand is full of bribes. We've already seen the many ways that people have come against David. Sometimes we forget about just the political chicanery of bribery and stuff like that. And he said, don't do this, God. Don't take away my soul. Don't gather my soul along with these sinners. Don't do this. Don't let me get caught up in this. But, verse 11, as for me, I shall walk in my integrity. There it is again. He picks up what he started off with. Redeem me and be gracious to me. You see how quite often he'll start off a psalm proclaiming things, and then he'll get to the end of it and wrap it up with the same type of thing. So he says, you know, I'm walking in my integrity, and it's because of you, Lord. Redeem me and be gracious to me. Then verse 12, the last verse. And my foot stands on a level place. In the congregations, I shall bless the Lord. He's saying this, my foot stands. And that word level place does mean that, level place, but it also is translated this, uprightness. Uprightness. He's saying this, my foot is on a flat, firm foundation. My foot is standing upon uprightness. And in the congregations, notice plural, I shall bless the Lord. I wonder what that plural is about, the congregations. It sort of struck me. Well, it literally means assembly, and it's used for assembly, it's used for choir. And David has done this. We've seen him stand before the congregations of his people, for the congregation of those who are believers. There's congregations of those who are wicked and not believer. There's the congregations within the unseen realm, right? So he says, in the congregations, I will bless the Lord. So regardless of the people gathering, I will bless the Lord. Hey, folks, grab a hold of this psalm. Read through this psalm, Psalm 26, before your day ends, and just rejoice in it and determine to live even as David desired to live. Again, I am Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.